This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, being part of the process. However you want to put it, I don't really care. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Anyway, always a pleasure. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot happening. And, you know, again, we get information out. It helps us. It lets me know that you're listening, that you who you want to hear, maybe the topics you want to discuss. So head up to the website and give us your email address, right? There's a little place there. It says weekly newsletter. We do only go out once a week. I don't inundate you with emails. I hate when people do it to me. I'm not going to do it to you. And then if you don't want the emails, that's okay, understandable, got it. And maybe you just do text messaging, text alerts. The text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Now, you know, the Dems are just, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, I almost feel like there's a fight going on, but the Dems don't have one person in the ring against one person. They have like 50 people in the ring, and they're just throwing punches from everywhere, and they're throwing anything they think will stick. And, you know, recently when you had little Greta come out, right, what was her name, Thunberg? You know, she, you know, had this thing in her heart that she had to get out, she had to talk about. Now, for those of you who get my case for making fun of a young person, yeah, go check yourselves. Remember, there's been plenty of young people. One recently, I can't remember her name. She was doing the parodies of AOC. And she got death threats. I saw nobody from the left show up to help her out, to talk about how bad it was. That's because she had conservative parents, and you didn't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. The UN is notorious for doing this, though. They are notorious for bringing people in to randomly, and I say that, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but randomly give a speech or a testimony or what have you. In 1992, there was a young lady by the name of Severin Cullis Suzuki. She gave a speech to the UN on climate change. Now, 1992, we were done. We should be The earth should be just a blob of nothing. Everything should have melted by now. Take a listen.
Hello, I'm Severin Suzuki, speaking for ECHO, the Environmental Children's Organization. We're a group of 12 and 13-year-olds trying to make a difference.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
I don't even know what to do with that. I really don't. Because, look, if it was honest, and I'm going to say it, if it was an honest attempt, that's one thing. But it's not. Wait till you see and hear what she has to say.
I am afraid to go out in the sun now. because of the holes in our ozone.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money.
You need money to fix it. That's number one. Number two is, we've heard this before, little girl. Give us some numbers. Give us some proof.
And fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Did you have to worry of these things when you were my age? All this is happening before our eyes, and yet we act as if we have all the time we want and all the solutions.
1992. We had 5 years, probably 8 years, 3 years, 2 years, whatever. And yet we're still here. We don't have a famine. We actually have an obesity issue. We are not losing people across the globe. Remember, people are going to be dying in record numbers. We're still stuck with overpopulation, according to some groups. So none of the stuff that they told us was going to happen has come true. None. Absolutely none. But they keep selling it. And Gore couldn't sell anymore, so now let's bring in the little kids. Because, you know, we don't want to hurt the kids.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today. Because these numbers are too uncomfortable. And you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is.
I am only a child, yet I know. If all the money spent on war was spent on finding environmental answers, ending poverty, and finding treaties, what a wonderful place this earth would be.
Most of these kids don't even know what these things are. This is the thing. This is the thing that makes them disingenuous, right? They don't know what these things are. They can't even spell half these things. Are you telling me that you actually believe that these two young girls sat down, wrote this on their own, thought it through? Because I don't. I don't buy it for a second. And the speeches are too much alike. They fall within certain blocks and they're way too much alike. And this is the same thing they do now with older people, right? You've got the news spewing that, you know, what President Trump did when he really didn't. They're not spewing any of the positive things that he did. You've got Al Gore and his ilk out there telling you how the planet's falling apart, that we're ruining it. Absolutely no proof. Matter of fact, there's evidence to refute what he says. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Song you could never pump today. I mean, they just wouldn't let it go. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Look, be part of the conversation. You know, I get emails from some of you guys sometimes. I got to explain something to some of you. I don't do all the top stories of the day usually. Because you've already, I mean, you hear them on 3,000 of the stations. We're doing stories that you're not hearing anything else that are getting swept under the rug, that are affecting your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, and your neighborhood as a whole. Here in California, there is an all-out assault on our young kids. But when I say that, I'm not being over-dramatic here. I mean, they K-6, kindergarten through sixth grade now, they have sex ed that makes me blush. They have pictures, illustrations. I'm sorry, not actual pictures, illustrations of, you know, people having sex, you know, activities with same-sex couples, heterosexual couples, the young people pleasuring themselves. I know some of you just got squeamish, and I hope you did, because then you need to start paying attention. Some school districts don't have to give you, don't have to let you know that it's happening. Some do. So you need to pay attention to what's going on around you. You need to pay attention to what they're being taught. They're being taught, and why all this is being taught in school, I don't know. We are among the worst when it comes to, especially here in California, when it comes to math, science, English. And yet we have found the need, or we think that we need to be teaching about sexual preference. But we teach math, writing. I mean, seriously, this is crazy. So you've got to pay attention to what they're doing to your kids. They're teaching your kids or alluding to the fact that if they believe in God, they're a little off. You're alluding to the fact that if they say anything nice or their parents say anything nice about Donald Trump, President Trump, then they're haters. Don't let them do this. Do not let them take over the narrative. Do not let them have the words. You need to push back on a regular basis. And when they say when they say Trump needs to be impeached or in jail or whatever, on what charge? Exactly what charge would that be? And some of you are saying, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get in arguments with my friends and such and what have you. You know what? You better get in arguments with your friends. Because you're next. If they don't agree with what he says and they drive him out, you think you stand a chance? Been playing this clip, you know, little Greta, they put her out there and she was very forceful, very energetic, seemed to be very genuine, but she wasn't. I just tell you like it is, she was not. And she's an actress, number one. Number two is the content of the speech, right, or the context of the speech, was already given once before at the UN. She gave it again. We're constantly hearing how the Earth is going to end, irreversible damage will be done if we don't take a stand in 10 years. We've been hearing that since the 60s. Nothing that Al Gore has espoused would happen to this planet has happened. Nothing. Absolutely. There's actually, as you heard, it's almost a joke, there are more polar bears now than when Al Gore was born. But yet they were going to be extinct by now. And they keep feeding these kids misinformation, and you and I, but you, are allowing it to happen. Let's continue on with the speech given by Severin Cullis Suzuki back in 1992 on climate change. And let's pair that up with Greta Thunberg's 2019 speech. Take a listen.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Do not forget why you are attending these conferences. Who you're doing this for. We are your own children. You are deciding what kind of a world we are growing up in. Parents should be able to comfort their children by saying, everything's going to be all right. It's not the end of the world. And we're doing the best we can. But I don't think you can say that to us anymore.
1992. We are not doing the best we can. We're terrible people. We can't tell these kids that we've done everything we could do. And everything should have been done in 10 years, right? By 2002, temperature should be out of control, right? I got news for you. We'll talk about this in a minute, but I got news for you. They've been lying to you. It's big business, lots of money, and they've been lying to you.
Are we even on your list of priorities? My dad always says, you are what you do, not what you say. Well, what you do makes me cry at night. You grown-ups say you love us, But I challenge you, please, make your actions reflect your words.
We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Now notice what I love about this. One is very angry. One is very compassionate. Shows you where the left has gone. Because the newer one from 2019, she's not upset. She is angry. They've instilled in her how much we hate them, how much we won't do. You know, it's one of those things where you almost want to sit back and go, okay, you win. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. They wouldn't know what to do because they'd have nobody to fight with anymore. And then they would have to show you the changes they're making don't work. Not doing anything. Let me tell you what, we're going to talk about it after the break, that there hasn't been a measurable change, temperature change, since 2005 on the average in this country. Actually, it goes back further than that. It goes back to the 30s. If you want to go globally. But this is nothing more. They call it, what are they calling it now? The climate crisis. I'm sorry, people, but I call it climate crap.
Thank you.
And they're feeding these kids this stuff. I mean, shame on the parents for letting this happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I won't stop, I promise, because it makes me crazy, too. I will not spend the whole show on this climate crap. I just won't do it. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Show me your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker
lawmaker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard.
We are back.
Oh, my Lord, thank you.
Always. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. I love this thing. You know, you're hearing how the whistleblower, right, we don't really know who it is. We don't know this. We don't know that. What I love this is the New York Times has outed the whistleblower as a CIA officer. And the funny thing about this is, you know, they love the New York Times, right? The left, but they're mad. They actually did this. Right? They're all over that. They're just so mad he did this. And I find it interesting and amazing. Right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm so tired of this global warming garbage. They keep talking about the scientists. 95%. If they were honest, and I know they can't be honest, but if they were honest about it, they would tell you the truth. The truth is that, you know, again, one day I'll go through the details, but they're kind of boring, but I'll go through the details. And basically, let's just say they sent out 6,000 surveys. They got 100 back. 95% of the 100 they got back agreed that global warming was man-made. In a high school science class, they wouldn't allow you to use those numbers. Okay? The U.S. hasn't warmed since 2005. But they won't tell you that. They won't say a word about it. The U.S. Climate Reference Network, a sophisticated climate observing network, it is designed to track this kind of thing. In fact, Anthony Watts, a meteorologist, he says the little-known data from the state-of-the-art operation, which never seems to make it into NOAA's monthly state of the climate reports. Remember something. NOAA also gets money from the government. And man's carbon dioxide emissions are not burning down the Amazon. You know, again, notice it's all alarmist stuff. All of it. Carbon dioxide increases, historically, they lag temperature increases. In 1985, ice cores extracted from Greenland revealed that temperatures and CO2 levels going back 150,000 years, temperature and CO2 seem locked together. And it was a turning point. The greenhouse effect captured attention. But in 1999, it became clear that the carbon dioxide rose and fell after temperatures did, which is normal for the Earth. It's just amazing to me that they have all the answers on this. Another report says there's been no real change in temperature in the United, no real measurable long-term change in the United States since 1930. And I've seen the charts, and I've seen the data. So unless people were measuring, always measuring, with accurate devices, accurate tools, they're guessing in some cases. And even some of the climate warming alarmists will say that they were operating out of some bad, off of some bad information as well, bad equipment. Right? The U.S. Climate Reference Network, comprised of 114 pristinely maintained temperature stations, they're spaced uniformly around the United States, finds there has been absolutely no warming for at least 14 years. Now, again, you would be able to lay this out. You would be able to track this over decades and decades and decades. You can't. The information is all over the place. Why? Because climate's all over the place. Always has been. The Earth has always changed. And you know, the truth of the matter is that when you have one burp from a volcano, now, I've seen all kinds of numbers on this, okay? I'll take the middle number. How's that? You put the amount of what we put in the air on a day, you put with one burp from a volcano, you get about 5,000 years worth of what we put in the air. It's just amazing to me. We got David from San Francisco on the line. David, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, how are you, Joe? If I remember right, you're in Missouri, right?
No, I'm in Southern California.
Oh, you are. Okay. Yeah, I can't remember who somebody had. I'm originally from St. Louis, right? When I was a kid, every couple of years, you'd get like 10 below zero, 12 below zero, whatnot, and go ice skating on the local pond, right?
Yep.
Now, if scientifically, they say that you have, in order for it to be safe, you have to have 3 straight days of negative 5. Now, okay. When I was a kid, that used to happen, you know, maybe once every 5 years or something like that. When's the last time you've seen anybody, photographs, whatever, people skating on an ice pond, right?
Yep.
Because you're not getting 5 below zeros for 3
You're wrong.
Days. Right.
You're wrong. My whole family's in New England, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at least every other year that I know of that I see pictures that they post up on the Facebook, and I know they're not making them up, they have their kids, our grandkids, our nieces and nephews out on ponds. So don't,
well,
don't
I'm talking about St. Louis,
like
not.
Well, okay.
I'm talking
right.
St. Louis,
so I guess
not
St. Louis,
way up north.
Right, but St. Louis is having a problem with global warming, I guess.
Boy, Colorado is. The snow is melting too fast. The Navy, since 2006, the Navy admitted that they now had to guard the North Pole because the Northwest Passage now works, and that there's so much open ocean up there that they can actually do transport traffic across the Northern Passage. The Northwest Passage, the famous thing that they were looking for from the Columbus days, right? The Northwest Passage. And it now exists. And the Navy now has a budget to guard the North Pole because of the potential attacks up there, right? So that's easy to find. And for this joke of a phrase to say that the Earth hasn't warmed since 2005.
It's scientists, David. It's not Joe Messina.
No, it's a regular keeping of weather tracking, and
right.
Bush tried to destroy the records just before he left office. Look for the study about the destruction of the EPA libraries.
I read all this stuff all the time,
sure.
David, and the bottom
so,
line was
so
this.
So the polluters
right.
don't want to clean up. The polluters poison the planet. The planet is choking. The oceans are getting way too hot. There's way too much dead material getting out into the Gulf of Mexico. The floods of last year lost a whole lot of topsoil, and it all ran down into the Gulf of Mexico. And the shrimp is going to be terrible because it's full of dirt,
David,
this year.
David, God bless you for calling me. I appreciate it. But let me tell you what. I've been hearing this garbage since the late 60s, early 70s.
It's not garbage. Polluters.
Not one of
polluters.
These... Not one of these predictions that they have been making since the early 70s have come true. We, New York City is supposed to be...
That's not true at all.
You listen to me. I listen to you. I let you ramble.
You have
60 feet of water in New York City. Two-thirds of the Earth's population is supposed to be gone due to famine. We're not gone. We have an obesity problem on this planet, okay? And if anything, some of you guys are screaming that the planet's overpopulated. Well, which is it? You can't have it both ways.
Obesity is coming from junk food. Right? Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
We wouldn't be able to grow enough food to feed the population of this planet.
Junk food
we were supposedly
going
to lose two-thirds of the population. I'm sorry. There's no McDonald's in deepest, darkest Africa, okay? I mean,
I've been to the pyramids, and they got a McDonald's within about two blocks of the...
Okay,
the,
but my point is, all right, we don't have... We do not have famine across the globe. We have not lost two-thirds of the planet's population. New York, last I checked, is not 60 feet underwater. Okay, the West Coast and the East Coast are not uninhabitable. And you know something? Do your research. They told us it was going to happen in 5 years. They told us it was going to happen in 10 years. Then they pushed it out another 5 years. And Gore is putting all your money in his pocket while you guys are buying and swallowing
stuff. Haven't poisoned the planet?
I'm saying, no. Don't put words in my mouth. There have been polluters out there, companies that have been charged with, shut down. People have gone to jail for polluting.
Well, Monsanto is still around, right?
Okay, so let's go to one.
Agent Orange 50 years ago, and Monsanto has survived 50 years.
Okay.
The Zyklon B and Bayer is selling you aspirin. I mean, these companies are still around, and they're evil as you can get, and they're paying big money to keep quiet about the fact that they poisoned the planet.
All right, David, got to go to a break. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the show. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, as well you should be. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, head up to the website, really, seriously, and sign up for either our email blast and or our text alerts. Text alerts you can get by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. So David kind of sent me into, I won't say sent me into orbit because that's not what I mean. And I love going through these things because it's funny how the left just buys this stuff. Have there been companies in the past that have really polluted to knowing? Yes, of course there have been. Is there still like 50 of them pouring into every river, every stream, every whatever in this country? No, there isn't. I mean, my God, under Barack Obama, there were so many fines and fees and plants being closed down. There's no way you could say it was running rampant, anything was going on. But here's the other part that bugs me. You bought the lies. You've swallowed them. And Al Gore is getting rich off of this BS. So Al Gore said back in 2006, as he was hyping that fake movie of his, Inconvenient Truth, unless we take drastic measures to reduce greenhouse gases, we will reach a point of no return within this decade. All right, so that would be 2016, unless my math is off. And if his math is off a little bit, we should already be there. It wasn't just going to happen overnight where all of a sudden we would reach that point of no return. We would be boiling to that point, right? We're not even close. None of that has happened. Now they've pushed out another 12 years. He lied to you. The prediction is now 12 years old, and it's been pushed out another 12 years. In March of 2000, a writer for the UK Independent wrote that snowballs are now just a thing of the past. Tell that to those kids throwing snowballs at each other in New England. They're calling for a major snowstorm this weekend. As Britain was undergoing striking environment. Now, notice how the caller said, "Yeah, tell me the last time we've had less than 5 degrees and you've seen pictures of kids." I see them all the time. And I actually even see them from places I grew up. As Britain was undergoing striking environmental changes, thanks to the selfish humans, he said a strange thing happened. England kept seeing snowfall. In fact, in March of this year, in the rural areas of the UK, they received more snow than they have in decades. But that's that whole global warming, cooling, climate change. Let's not forget, 2007, Australia's The Age pondered, can climate change get worse? It has. Where? More catastrophic damages from climate change than in the worst case scenario. Right? I mean, they go on and on and on to talk about it, and nothing ever happens. Tony Heller of Real Climate Science, he put together a video for the last 30 years. And it's great to go see because these people go through this over and over and over and over and over again. And all these things that never happened. Because, come on, let's be honest about this. If they were real and it really happened, most of us wouldn't be here right now. And you guys, I'm sorry, not me, because I ain't buying it. You guys keep buying into this. Stop giving him money. It's just amazing to me. All right, Trump's lawyer calls out the whistleblower complaint. Because it wasn't written by a whistleblower. It was written by attorneys. The whistleblower complaint filed an anonymous intelligence officer was in reality mostly written by, or most likely written by, lawyers. That's according to Jay Sekulow, one of Trump's attorneys. The complaint was filed following a July 25th phone call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In recent days, Democrats have focused on a phone call during which they claim Trump pressured Zelensky to investigate Hunter Biden. There was no pressure. Their president says there was no pressure. If you read, truly read the transcript, there's no pressure. Well, actually, you have to read the transcript with no bias. If Trump is already guilty and you're setting up the gallows for him, then you have no choice in the matter, right? As Vice President Biden had threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid from the country unless a Ukrainian prosecutor was fired, right? No pressure there, right? Now, the prosecutor was actually going to be questioning and investigating the company where Joe Biden worked, or served on the board anyway. The whistleblower's complaint makes some major allegations against Trump, which established media has been trying to prove, expected some kind of quid pro quo. And many, even Democrats, have said there was no quid pro quo there. A lot of crow coming up, but that's it. In the complaint, the whistleblower admits that he recounted much of the evidence secondhand. So he heard somebody else, think about this, he heard somebody else talking about this, and he regurgitated that, and that's supposed to be legal. He goes on to say, I wasn't a direct witness to most of what was described. How is that? How does he now get to be a whistleblower when he wasn't part of the process? He said, I found my colleagues' accounts of these events to be credible because in almost all cases, multiple officials recounted fact patterns that were consistent with one another. In addition, a variety of information consistent with these private accounts have been reported publicly. I mean, it just never stops. They're so obsessed with him, they can't get anything else done. And they don't care what it takes to bring him down. How does somebody the whistleblower thing, this is what I've seen, this is what I know. But he hasn't seen it, he doesn't know any of this. He has read and heard others talking about what happened. He's putting together information from two or three different sources. So how can that be credible? Wouldn't it be credible any other way? So when you start with a witness saying, I have no knowledge of the events, and I'm basing this on conversations I've had with my colleagues, and I think they're trustworthy, how is that firsthand information? Whistleblower has to have firsthand information. What? I don't get it. He then suggested the whistleblower was not actually the one who authored the complaint. Sekulow went on to say this was written by an attorney. It's very obvious. You think they had help, he said? Sekulow pointed to a variety of reasons that made him think that the complaint was penned by lawyers. He said, look at the phraseology and the endnotes and the footnotes. This wasn't drafted by an individual. It was drafted by a law firm. And you know what? I get a kick out of you're hearing some reports say that more and more people now want the president impeached. The polls have flipped and this is going on. That's going on. You know what? I don't believe any of this stuff that comes out of left-leaning news. And I mean absolutely nothing. How can you? Some of their stories already fallen apart. Like I said, the New York Times had a recount or recant. They pulled back what they said about certain things about the whistleblower, and now the left is ripping them up for doing so. So they're actually, the left is actually getting mad at the New York Times for telling the truth. And we're supposed to trust them with this other stuff? Are we serious? Come on, let that go. Let that sink in your head. And then I don't really want to do this one. Because Chelsea, did you hear Chelsea Clinton stepped in it really deep? Right? Donald Trump tweeted out something, the greatest scam in the history of American politics about this. Chelsea responds, yes, you are. And right away, the Twitter started happening. People respond to her, beating her. That takes a lot of guts coming from you, considering your parents stole money from a charity to pay for your wedding. Another one says, my dear, your pathetic response to President Trump's tweet about the Ukrainian controversy being the biggest scam is rich coming from you. Each of your parents has had enough scandals to fill a stadium, so spare us your stone throwing. Another responds with, before you call anyone else a scam, make sure you check out your parents. Your mother is the queen of liars, and your father has had a sexual relationship with an intern in the Oval Office. Chelsea, go back to the cave. I mean, can you believe that she can't be that dull, right? I mean, seriously. Another person writes, hey, your mother and your father run a $2.5 billion foundation scam. You should sit this one out, Chelsea. Go back and sit down. I mean, seriously. She doesn't think things through. Or she doesn't believe anything about her parents in that light. Someone said to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Write this down for later use. Matter of fact, don't even write it down. Go put it on your phone. Get our app. It's at the Apple Store or whatever that thing's called. You know, get the app on Apple, on iTunes. You can get the app from the Google Store, Google Play or whatever it is. I mean, there's a million ways to get the show. If it's not on a radio station around you, call them. Ask them why they don't carry the show. Ask them what's wrong with them. Really that simple. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you to come back with us.